Gaza Corner happens around 11 o'clock now every Saturday night. This will be quite a short one, but it's a very important one. Today is, actually was yesterday, technically yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. The UN General Assembly designates January 27th, the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. If you go to the U.S. Holocaust Museum website, it says, on this annual day of commemoration, the UN urges every member state to honor the 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust and millions of other victims of Nazism and to develop educational programs to help prevent future genocides. Scott Simon, the host of Weekend Edition Saturday that you can hear on KALW, he had an opinion piece called A Holocaust Remembrance and Lessons We Have Yet to Learn. And quoting Scott, he says, a recent survey from the National Conference of State Legislatures shows most states do not have laws requiring schools to teach about the Holocaust. Quoting Simon, teaching students the history of the Holocaust isn't just for history. It's to help them recognize crimes against humanity that occur time and again. It's unfortunate that awareness of the Holocaust has not helped the United States government recognize crimes against humanity, such as the crimes against humanity committed by Israel that prominent international NGOs such as Human Rights Watch has documented. On May 16th of last year, Representative Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, introduced a bill, and that bill is House Resolution 1123. So the bill has the status of being introduced. As far as I know, it has gone nowhere. The resolution commemorates the Nakba, parenthetically, the uprooting, dispossession, and refugeedom of some Palestinians through official recognition and remembrance, and rejects efforts to enlist, engage, or otherwise associate the U.S. government with denial of the Nakba. Quoting again, the resolution also encourages education and public understanding of the facts of the Nakba and supports the implementation of Palestinian refugees' rights as enshrined in the U.N. General Assembly Resolution 194 and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The Nakba was when more than 750,000 indigenous Palestinians were forcibly displaced from their homeland. And Israel has had, since 1948, a settler colonial enterprise, and since 1967, occupying Palestinians in the West Bank and essentially in Gaza as well with the siege. I'm not comparing the scale of the Nakba, which, of course, you can't compare the scale of the Nakba to the Holocaust. But it is a crime against humanity. And I'm not going to go into detail of the Human Rights Watch report and others as well. But forcibly transferring an indigenous population under occupation is a crime against humanity. It's being done right now in Masafayata. Bombing civilians every couple of years in Gaza is a crime against humanity. A system of apartheid, many believe, is a crime against humanity. And yet the global community pays little attention to the Nakba. justifiably, there needs to be a day to remember the Holocaust. And that was official Remembrance Day yesterday. And what's really excellent about what many projects have dedicated themselves to with the Holocaust is to record the voices of the people, because there are not that many left, to record the voices of the people who were in the concentration camps, and to also record the voices of people victimized by crimes of humanity anywhere when possible. And certainly that includes Palestinians. Musician Wally Brill put out an album many years ago called The Covenant. On one track on the album, he preserves the voice, the story of Helen Lazar, Auschwitz survivor. Wally adds the music. The singing is from cantor Samuel Malofsky. This is a typical day in Auschwitz on 91.7 Gaza Corner.
To tell you a typical day in Auschwitz, or typical to me as it was. Nazi woman. She enjoyed her job so much. I remember asking her after a few days, I said, you know, I was still a dumb kid. I said, you know, I've been here a few days and I haven't seen my mother and my sisters. Do you know where they are? And with such delight, she looked at me and she said, you see that tall chimney over there? You see the smoke coming out? Probably your mother. I don't know how I missed it, because the smell of human flesh burning is unbearable. And although we knew they were doing things, but I don't think that the very first few days we realized how bad it was. let it happen again. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen again.